Hi everyone, welcome to our channel. Heaven is a topic that fascinates many of us. We've seen countless depictions in art, movies, and stories where heaven is often shown as a serene place with angels playing harps, people floating on clouds, and pearly gates guarded by St. Peter. But what does the Bible actually say about heaven? In this video, we'll explore a biblically accurate description of heaven and what we, as believers, will do there. We'll delve into the physical nature of heaven, the activities we'll engage in, and address some common misconceptions. So let's dive in and discover the wonders of our eternal home. Heaven is depicted in the Bible with such grandeur that it can be challenging to fully comprehend. In the book of Revelation, John describes the holy city, the New Jerusalem, as a place of immense beauty and splendor. The city itself is enormous, about 1,400 miles wide and tall, with walls adorned with every kind of precious jewel. Imagine a city that sparkles with the brilliance of emeralds, sapphires, and amethysts. The foundation stones of the city's walls are each decorated with different types of gems, creating a dazzling display of color and light. The streets of the New Jerusalem are made of pure gold, so refined that they are as transparent as glass. Walking on streets that shine with the radiance of gold is beyond our earthly experience. This purity and brilliance signify the holiness and perfection of heaven. There are 12 gates to the city, each made from a single pearl, and the gates are never closed, symbolizing the eternal openness and accessibility of God's kingdom. One of the most remarkable aspects of heaven is the source of its light. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it because the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb, Jesus Christ, is its lamp. This means that heaven will be a place of perpetual light and glory, where darkness has no place. The brilliance of God's presence will illuminate everything, casting away all shadows and filling the city with his radiant glory. Flowing from the throne of God is the water of life, a crystal clear river that runs through the center of the city. On either side of this river stands the tree of life, which bears 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of this tree are for the healing of the nations. This imagery not only reflects the abundance and variety of life in heaven, but also signifies the continuous provision and care of God for his people. In heaven, there will be no more suffering, no more tears, no more grief, and no more pain. All the hardships and burdens we experience on earth will be wiped away forever. Imagine a place where every tear is wiped from our eyes by God himself, where there is no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Instead, we will live in a state of unrestrained joy and abundant life in the presence of the Almighty. The absence of these sorrows and the presence of eternal joy and peace are what make heaven truly our perfect and final home. Now that we have a glimpse of the physical beauty of heaven, let's talk about what we will actually do there. Contrary to popular belief, we won't be sitting idly on clouds playing harps all day. Heaven is a place of vibrant activity, meaningful engagement, and fulfilling purpose. One of the primary activities in heaven will be worship. The Bible describes scenes of continuous worship around God's throne. In Revelation 4:10, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." This continuous worship is not a monotonous activity, but a joyful, heartfelt response to the glory and majesty of God. In Revelation 19, great multitudes in heaven shout, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments." We too will join this eternal chorus, praising and worshiping God with all our hearts. Imagine being part of a vast assembly of saints and angels, singing praises to God in perfect harmony, experiencing the fullness of his presence and the joy that comes from it. The Bible also tells us that believers will have roles in judging and reigning. In 1 Corinthians 6:3, Paul says that we will judge angels. This suggests that we will have significant responsibilities in heaven, participating in the administration of God's kingdom. In 2 Timothy 2:12, Paul writes that if we endure, we will also reign with Christ. Our earthly deeds, done in faithfulness will be rewarded with righteous responsibilities and opportunities to serve in the new creation. This means we will have meaningful tasks and roles, contributing to the governance and flourishing of the new heavens and new earth. Just as God worked in creating the Garden of Eden, we too will have creative and fulfilling work to do in heaven. Imagine rediscovering your passions and talents in their fullest potential, free from the burdens of sin and imperfection. Whether it's creating art, building, exploring, or any other form of work, it will be done with joy and purpose under God's perfect guidance. Our work will no longer be toilsome or burdensome, but will be a source of joy and fulfillment. In heaven, we will experience perfect relationships. We will have deep and meaningful fellowship with other believers, including saints from all of history. Imagine sharing stories, learning from one another, and enjoying each other's company in a place where love and unity reign supreme. Our primary relationship will be with Jesus Christ, who will be the center of our communal life. The fellowship we will experience in heaven will be marked by perfect love, mutual respect, and genuine care for one another. There are many misconceptions about heaven that stem from popular culture rather than scripture. These misunderstandings can create a distorted view of our eternal home. Let's address a few of these common myths and clarify what the Bible actually teaches. Myth 1, floating on clouds and playing harps. One of the most prevalent images of heaven is that of people floating on clouds, strumming harps. This depiction is charming and whimsical, but it doesn't align with the biblical portrayal of heaven. The Bible describes heaven as a place of vibrant activity and meaningful engagement. We will be worshiping, reigning, working, and fellowshipping with others. The idea of floating aimlessly on clouds comes more from artistic interpretations and cultural myths rather than scriptural truth. In Revelation 4:10, we see elders around the throne of God laying their crowns before him and proclaiming his holiness. Revelation 19 describes multitudes in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah," and praising God for his righteous judgments. These scenes of worship are active and dynamic, not passive. The worship in heaven will be joyful and heartfelt, a natural response to the glory and majesty of God. We will be engaged in worship not out of obligation, but out of pure love and awe for our Creator. Myth 2, marriage in heaven. Another common question is whether earthly marriages will continue in heaven. Jesus addressed this directly in Matthew 22:30, where he stated that in the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. This doesn't mean that we won't recognize our loved ones or that we won't have relationships in heaven. Instead, our relationships will be transformed and perfected. Our primary relationship will be with Jesus, and we will all be united as his bride. The communal life in heaven will be marked by perfect love and unity. We will experience deeper and more meaningful relationships with others than we ever could on earth. The bonds we share with fellow believers will be based on our mutual love for Christ and the perfect love he has for us. Myth 3, gatekeepers and entry to heaven. Popular culture often depicts Saint Peter standing at the pearly gates, checking names off a list to determine who gets into heaven. This imagery, while vivid, is not biblically accurate. The Bible emphasizes that entrance to heaven is through faith in Jesus Christ alone. In Ephesians 2:8-9, it is made clear that salvation is a gift of grace through faith, not something we earn through our deeds. Revelation 21 describes the gates of the New Jerusalem as always open, symbolizing the welcoming nature of God's kingdom. There is no celestial gatekeeper deciding our fate. Our entry into heaven is secured by our faith in Jesus and his redemptive work on the cross. This open gate imagery signifies that all who believe and trust in Christ have free and eternal access to the kingdom of heaven. Myth 4, heaven as a distant ethereal place. Many people think of heaven as a distant ethereal realm that is vastly different from our current experience. While heaven is indeed a place of unparalleled beauty and glory, it is also described in the Bible as a tangible, physical place where God's presence fills everything. Heaven is often thought of as an abstract, otherworldly domain, but in reality, it will be a new creation where heaven and earth are united. Revelation 21 speaks of a new heaven and a new earth, where the New Jerusalem descends from heaven to earth. This new creation will be our eternal home, where God Himself will dwell among us. The vision of heaven is not of a ghostly, intangible realm, but a vibrant kingdom resonating with life, activity, and the presence of God. We will have resurrected bodies, free from sin and decay, and we will live in a renewed creation where we can fully experience the richness of life as God intended. Understanding these truths helps us form a more accurate and hopeful view of heaven. It is not a place of passive existence or abstract spirituality, but a dynamic, glorious kingdom filled with meaningful relationships and activities. By dispelling these common misconceptions, we can better appreciate the wonder and joy that await us in our eternal home. Heaven, as described in the Bible, is a place of unending beauty, perfect love, and eternal purpose. It is a place where we will experience the fullness of life in the presence of our Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you found this video insightful, please like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more content like this. Let's keep exploring the wonders of our faith together. God bless you.